Hello and welcome to Funny Business. I've realised the intros are pretty much been all the same lately and it's a bit boring. I've been listening back and I'm like, surely we can give something better. And I don't want to put you on the spot here, but what do you think should be covered in an intro?
For today on the news?
Well, just, yeah. No, it's not the news. It's Robin Locke on. So it's not the news, it's just the what's happening, the what's haps.
I know. You want to keep changing it, making something different. When you brought this back to start 2024,
yeah.
When you're trying to explain it to me, we had a bit of a... Not a lover's tiff, but there was a bit
There was tension in the room.
There was tension in the room because I think you and I both know that we like to be very intentional.
Yeah.
And you intentionally killed the news last year. And then you started explaining to me what we're going to cover in this episode, how it's going to look.
It's like articles of what's happening, but more in our world. You know? it's like a community podcast.
It's like we discuss headlines, we'll cover what's trending, and yeah. So I'm like, oh, we're going to do the news again.
No.
You're like, it's not the news, it's no. Robin Locke discussed. Because
news is very formal. It feels very mainstream media. I feel like Robin Locke on, it feels like a YouTube thumbnail.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, it's like, what's that dude who does the, I forget his name, but he's like, his thing has investigates something, yeah. something.
So it's all it's taken me 3 months to just really settle into the fact that it's just the news slash community.
It's not the news though. It's what's happening with us.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, we're also covering a few headlines like.
Yeah, we got to fill in some time. You know, the listeners, they want to hear us each week. And I feel like we got to put in the time and effort. and feed them. You know, and you know who couldn't get fed the other day?
Who?
All the pigs who wanted to go to Macca's the other night because the systems were down.
Well, is that a news headline, is it? Hey, all right, perfect. If you're listening around, we're going to give you some news, but we're not going to say it's news. But if you did notice, Macca's was down. And I feel like...
Did you notice? I noticed straight away.
Global outage.
Yeah, what happened? I don't actually know what happened. Do you know?
Yeah.
What happened? Come on.
IT systems went down.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was a hack or not.
Do you reckon it's like anonymous?
You couldn't put any orders through. There was no electronic orders. You couldn't process any payments. It was done.
What about cash?
No, you couldn't take anything. All their systems went down. They couldn't plug anything into their computers.
Far out.
Imagine how many...
Ronald McDonald would have been stressing.
I've seen a few memes lately. And it was
all
like,
the grimaces in the car, sweating.
No, it was pretty fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
It was talking about... the amount of beef that needs to actually be produced to service the amount of McDonald's and fast food chains there are in the world. And then it was trying to say about like, because you know some stories in some of the different fast foods in America and that where they've found like traces of like human meat and stuff in.
No, I haven't heard that, no.
In patties? You never heard that?
No.
And it's like, what's actually in there? Because it says it's 100% beef, but it's like they went through all the numbers about – it's just a wild, wacky conspiracy. I'm not saying we're –
I don't really want to know that stuff.
We're not eating humans.
No.
What I'm saying is like, what else could be in there?
No, but it's like the chicken nugget theory when everyone was like, oh, it's all this. It's I don't want to hear it. It tastes really nice. Don't ruin it for people.
It's the bones and gristles that they run through the grinder.
But you can put that to the back of your mind and not think about it when
it's
it tastes
that good.
It's not
100% chicken breast.
Oh, but is anything – I don't reckon anything I eat is 100% organic. I reckon it's been sprayed with something more – grown in some weird environment. I just feel like I'm not getting the organic diet I probably need.
No, well, they don't have that at Macca's, bro.
Huh?
They don't have that. They're not selling that at Macca's.
Well, you've been so excited to give me this tray of spinach and ricotta cannelloni. You've mentioned it about four times in the chat.
Because I'm bringing it around because I don't want to throw it out.
Yeah,
you know?
You're just like, please take it. And I was like, yeah, I want it.
I've had pasta
four
days in a row, mate. 4 days in a row.
I've had too generous. You were just like, I'll drive it over now. I'm like, bro, chill out. It's 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but if you didn't want it, I would have frozen it.
Yeah. And what, had it tomorrow?
Had it in like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
I know you don't like eating leftovers and... You have freezer pizza, so it doesn't make sense why you would eat freezer.
No, I just think like vegetarian stuff.
Yeah.
That's all good. I can reheat that.
You can reheat that?
I can reheat that, but just not. Dad, actually, he come down, and you know what he done? He had Macca's on the way up last week, I think it was, and he just go, and then he had like half the chicken nuggets left.
Yeah.
He goes, I'll just put them in the fridge and heat them up later.
My dad does that.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
can't happen.
My dad does that. He'll put a cheeseburger in the fridge and have
that's
it for later.
Is that like a generational thing?
I think
thing?
It's a generational thing because there's no, like, it's a regular thing. Where he'll happily, hey, can you get us a cheeseburger?
Yeah.
Knowing he's not going to eat it now, he's planning to eat it later.
That's going to be a cold one that I'm going to reheat. You're fucking dreaming.
He's reheating the human meat.
I don't know about that, but dad, he said, put him in the air fryer. And I was like, yeah, right, whatever. I tried one reluctantly. That's when all those thoughts started coming in my head. I'm like, this is all like beacon
doing?
Stuff. Had it. Almost better than the original.
Really?
Yeah.
Cold?
The air fryer. It has to be in the air fryer.
But you had it cold. You waited for it to get cold.
Yeah, put it in the fridge. Like hours later.
So you did reheat
one. I tried it and it was actually all right in the air fryer.
But they sit, you can leave them outside for 3 years of Macca's burger. It doesn't it looks the same?
That's what I mean. Everyone, when the world just ends and everyone's in their bunkers and stuff, I reckon I'll be the only one to survive because I'm used to that like diet with all the preservatives and all the things that last ages.
Well, hopefully everyone's still got Spotify and they can listen to your new playlist you made this week, huh?
Hey, look, I was searching for a bit of content. I'm like, what can I put out there that people might like and give people an insight into my world? And I created a playlist, you know. I went.
How do they find it? Where do they click?
Just go on my LinkedIn and just you can see through my post. It's all good. You can see it there. But yeah, it's just what I listen to when I'm doing a bit of work at home, when I'm working real hard, when I'm in the zone, in that flow state. Got the footy socks on, dancing around the house. So, yeah.
Can you give any insights into what's... I haven't clicked on it yet, I haven't.
No.
I assume it's what...
That's why I didn't tag you in the post because I was like, I'm not really...
it's not our playlist. Is that you're not saying it's yeah. like a... It's not a joint, not no, a joint no, publication.
No, it's very me, this one.
That's fine. I'm happy with that.
Solo venture. Give it a listen. It's already had a few saves. So people have been messaging me saying like, you've literally changed my life with this playlist. Like it's literally... There's something in the how you've selected them in the order that you've done it that's really changed the way I think about music in my life.
Do you reckon it's something that people, if they listen together, could get something out of?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
I think so. You should give it a listen.
Oh, I will.
Anyway, what's next on the agenda?
I was trying to roll in. I was hoping that you could just, you've written a list there. I thought maybe doing things together.
Yeah.
Going into an episode about with Bridget Gale, who's just.
Yeah. I didn't know where you were going. That was one of your worst transitions that you tried. Because my mind was lost.
I didn't realize. Yeah, no, but it's not that. Bro,
that wasn't that good. You thought you were onto something there with something
doing
real
things,
smooth.
Listening to music together, doing things together. I was like, oh, maybe that'll roll into our episode.
How does that roll in though? How does that make sense?
Because Bridget Gale's released a dating app.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay.
About, you know what I mean?
Together. You're stretching there.
Two people. Two people finding connection through music, through song.
The more you explain it, the worse you get. I feel like you just got to move on. But it was a good episode.
My co-host.
What? You reckon I've lost my mind?
He's just...
Like Winston in the back.
I'm trying to just drag you along, mate. I'm trying to like... Oh, your legs are buddy. Your Achilles have been cut.
No, but I feel like you're in quicksand at the moment. I feel like you're struggling.
Well, tell us about Bridget Gale.
It was one of the best episodes we've had, I reckon.
Pretty honest, open.
Yeah.
I think like...
Do you reckon your mum would be happy with our reviews of the guests? Because I feel like we say the same things
all
the time.
Yeah, no, but this was just like... She talks about like... She was young, starting her first business into swimwear, did some amazing things from an influencer collaboration point of view.
Pioneering.
Early doors before, like with some of the biggest names you've heard of.
Emrata? I don't know how to say the last name.
She's massive, right? Yeah.
You know her.
Yeah, I know who she is. And now, like moving into the world of tech, getting things out the door. Mm. My little darling.
It's Hello, darling.
My little darling. I've been reading too many songs. Huh? Listen to me. I've got baby brain. I'm blaming baby brain. No stress, mate. Well, I'm trying to carry the fucking episode, you know?
I'm just going to let you just like
say
sink.
Something.
Sink.
Feel free. Say something.
No, honestly, it was good. Go check it out. Like, honestly, pause this episode right now and go give it a listen. Cause
all right. That's what you got.
Yeah,
that's
you like what it. You're going you know, with. You know what I've been watching lately?
What?
The Hunger Games. Have you seen it?
I don't rate The Hunger Games.
Really? Why?
I reckon it's super lackluster.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it's really good.
I reckon it's like
Star Wars-y. It obviously takes you in another...
Yeah, like a PG version of the movie you'd really want to watch.
Yeah, they could get a bit more hardcore with some stuff, but I feel like kids can sort of watch it. There's a bit of killing in that, probably not.
Not enough, though. You know, when they kill him, I want to be like...
Yeah, but see, like we're going to get into it this week on Hot or Not, but we'll get right into it. Like, are you saying you're numb to things a little bit?
I'm saying if it's
good...
You're
going to
make it a killing movie and gruesome and that. Make it gruesome.
Yeah.
Don't make a PG killings.
Yeah.
Is what I'm saying.
Give me the full thing.
Yeah, it's a bit bland movie, you know?
Yeah.
Watered down.
I really like it. I remember when it first came out, I didn't really want to watch it. And then my friend Yaz, she was like, you got to watch it. And I did. And I was like, this is actually pretty good. Takes you into another world. Jennifer Lawrence. Hot.
You don't really like sci-fi stuff.
Not really. Not really.
You like documentaries and comedies.
Yeah. Nah. I like crime.
Oh yeah,
I love crime, thriller. Not really horror. You know when people are just like, I love like.
You get scared though.
I just don't.
You honestly get scared. I've seen you close your eyes during some of the movies. You close them really shut, really clench them shut.
You know who gets scared? I'm gonna just deflect a bit of attention off me. Hamish, our friend Hamish.
Yeah.
We watch Paranormal Activity. Yeah. In my bungalow, and obviously I got the couch that folds out into the futon to the bed. And Hamish had to jump into my bed because he was that scared that like paranormal activity. You
sure,
know,
that's what he was trying to do. You sure there's not
a
little bit?
And I was like, I need to take a piss. So I had to go out, and he followed me, and he had to sit outside the door.
Any other funny business going on out there in the bungalow?
Maybe a little double Dutch rudder, but that's all right. That's a story for another day. But Hunger Games, I'm going to say, quite good. Quite good. I love Woody Harrelson's character. He's good.
All right, we'll get into a bit more of a serious note.
Yeah, well.
Seabin's in the news this week.
Seabin's in the news, yeah.
Our boys, Pete Siglinski, CEO and founder of Seabin, and Chris Wilson, our business daddy and co-founder. All the
reckon he likes things. It when we say BD? I feel like he's just like, hey, business really? Development. Business development. Because I feel like it just really it's not that professional, is it?
No,
when we say that. So we've got to be careful. Do we have to be careful?
Polish it up a little bit. But he's obviously a director at Seabin there. And they're in the news because they've come out with their new release or some upcoming things. And they've hit the headlines, you know, causing controversy. And I just find this is a bit of an interesting take. You flicked across the article to me. I was offline for a couple of days with Em in hospital. I was doing some daddy duties. And
Full-time Mick Steamy.
Mick Steamy, right. Yeah. Just seeing it. Seeing the headlines and people they love typing, don't they?
Yeah.
I
just think sometimes people, they like to try and get ahead by pushing things down. And it's like, I get that, like, you want to call things out and stuff. But I feel like there's right ways and wrong ways and weird. I feel like that's a bit of a weird way.
A little bit.
You know, but I don't know. I just feel with stuff like this, when people try and create a bit of drama on the internet, it's best to give it no oxygen. Like, for me, I'm just like.
We like positivity.
Well, it's just like there's no point arguing on the internet.
It's not ideal.
Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like people are trying their best and doing the best that they can. So why is this so fucking divided, isn't it?
A little bit. Well, hey.
People just need to love each other, don't they? Just listen to our podcast and get some positivity and just be like, what are we even fighting for?
Kevin Rudd's been in the news lately too. He's obviously the ambassador to the United States.
Nice transition there.
He's the ambassador to the United States and talking about people loving each other and just getting along.
Yeah, yeah. There you
people are saying his job's not going to be safe if Trump gets back in.
I watched a video before of Trump saying he won't last long unless he sort of toes the line.
Yeah, how crazy is that?
I was like, this is barbaric.
Yeah.
It's a little bit barbaric. But I don't mind Kevin Rudd.
It was on the radio when I was on the way here.
Oh.
And it was like, someone from some institute was talking about how it's going to go, and they're like, oh, if Kevin Rudd thought it was just going to be business as usual, if Trump gets in, Trump's someone who's probably definitely going to hold a grudge and he's going to make it about his relationship and whatever. And he's like, that's how he does business.
That's everything, though.
I just made me laugh a little bit because, like, jobs don't last forever.
Nah.
You know what I mean? And if you are going to be the ambassador of the United States and the guy who's running it, if he gets in, hates you.
Yeah.
You're probably not
That's bad luck, isn't it?
It's bad luck. That probably means that you're not going to be a candidate, does it?
Hey, I'm sure you can get another job, Kev. I'm sure there's other jobs out there.
He's on a pension for life now. Oh, I just think Prime Minister pension.
Just chill, play more golf, bro. They were saying he needs to play golf with Trump and just build the relationship.
I saw that Trump won the he's got some country club, the Trump whatever.
Oh man.
And he won the club championships.
Did he? Is he all right, or is he like Kim Jong? He just shoots him if they don't.
Well, no, that's the
if they beat him.
That was all in the comments and that they were talking about how Kim Jong Un
like the dictator just shoots the competitors.
Said he shot like 18 under or something for a round.
Hey, that's like when our friends go play solo, huh?
Yeah, wow. That's you, mate.
Hey, I had the best round of my life this week, which I'm pretty happy about.
Unsupervised.
So I know it doesn't matter. And I said that straight up. That's why I didn't want to share it. But hey, I'm hitting them a bit different. I got a new technique and I'm pretty confident next time. But golf's a funny, like it just doesn't last long.
Yeah, well, Trump, he's out there playing. Trump's still playing. He swings a bit like you.
Would you play with him?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Or would you like to have him on the podcast?
Yeah, I think if you ever have any chance to interview any former world leader, it doesn't matter what the political spectrum is, I'll say yes.
Yeah.
You know, like I think some people are a bit too like, oh, never. The way the world works now with people's opinions on politics, it's like if they don't align with something that you think of, it's like, oh, well, I'll never talk to them.
Yeah.
I'll never talk to them.
You know what I find weird? I had the news on before, haven't watched that in ages, and seeing what happens in the politician rooms where they're having their debates and they all butt in. I feel like it's an out of control, like
they walk
school
out of the,
fight.
They walk out of the room, bro. They
it's
walk
the
out of
weirdest,
the room,
craziest.
Cross their arms, turn around.
It's so emotional, isn't it? I was like, people are just losing their minds in here, butting in. I'm like, is this how, like, that's how our country runs?
It's not productive. They don't turn up for some of the sitting days so that they can push out votes.
Surely, like delivery and working in that space, you feel like you could go into something like that and go, hey, how can we make this a bit more fucking functional?
No, I just think it's a bit.
What is it?
It's too much money.
Been like that forever, hadn't it? Where
it's
people are just arguing.
Stuff. It's everyone's different.
Shutting people
There's
down.
Deeper interests at play everywhere.
You have to really love a debate to be in politics.
You have to love the game behind the game.
And like,
it's not
going to the events and meeting people and shit. And
dealing with lobbyists and where funding comes from and best interests of all the different things. You got to listen to a lot of stuff.
Well, that's like when Bill Shorten used to come into the union when I was managing. He'd always sit, like, always be around the kids and that and just having a laugh. So people are like, oh, he's like a family man. It's like, I feel like you always have to put on this
show.
Yeah. But aren't we all? Aren't we all? I put that mask on, baby.
The world's just a big, isn't the world just a big game? The Truman Show, huh?
What you is know what? Hey, I'll tell you something. I thought I had the best movie idea ever. I was like, imagine if like you were just an actor that you didn't even know. And I thought, this is the best movie idea. I had this in my head for like a year. And then I come across The Truman Show. I was like, oh, there's already a thing that exists.
It's just like how you thought you created rolled up jeans. Oh, you know what I mean? You're a bit known for those sort of things. That's my best idea ever.
Hey, well, you're known for the for bringing back the sleeveless wetsuit, huh?
I am known for that.
Oh, see?
I did.
You tried real hard to create a trend, and I think you did.
I did. Everyone, but no one can really compete with the size of my arms. That's the only difference.
But why? What made you do that and commit to something so out there and outrageous? Because for you, you're a bit conservative. I feel like you just like being a bit polished, wearing a bit plain, but this is just like a statement. Why?
Huh?
Why? What was the motivation behind getting the sleeveless wetsuit?
Because it's not boardies and it's not a rash vest. You know what I mean? It's like it's warmer than boardies.
Yeah.
But it's, and you like just thought, it's something for summer.
I've got so many resources. I can put the long one on. I can put the short one. Is that saying like you're flexing because you got options?
No, I'm flexing more like during summer. Yeah. I don't really like just wearing boardies and going surfing in boardies. I feel like I get too cold too quick and I don't like getting a
nipples
rash.
On
don't
the
like getting a rash on the thing. Whereas
do you wear the band-aids over the nipples?
Never, no.
Nah, never. I feel like have you seen people do that?
Nah. It's not a common thing.
I reckon I would do that.
Whereas, and then like if I wore like a long wetsuit in that, so it's fine. But sometimes I just feel like you won't, like if it's 30 degrees, it's perfect.
Are you a bit like, look at me a little bit, like when you're on the wave, are people like good wave or good arms? What do you feel like they're most happy about
probably,
when they see
probably
you?
Probably both, I reckon.
When you're walking up though with the surfboard, are people perving on you, you reckon? You can feel the eyes because you're just like, I've done a few push-ups before. Before you go out for a surf, it's the funniest thing ever watching you because you go out there, you do your big stretches, you get the board out, you do a bit of yoga.
I do two little stretches, mate. Clunk the back on either side and out I go.
And then just get dumped a bunch of times and then come in, don't
you? Yeah, yeah, something like that anyway. It's been good the last few days. I haven't been able to go, but it surf's been up.
You've been watching on the camera?
So the Rip Curl Pro comes in a few weeks' time.
I can't wait to go, eh? Do you reckon Kelly will remember me from our Instagram?
He's not pregnant. His partner's pregnant.
Really?
Yeah, so it's obviously
this. He's 50, isn't he?
Yeah, he's 51. He's got a 27-year-old, 28-year-old daughter already. Yeah, from when he was young.
Yeah.
And then they've just announced, he's been with this Kalani, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He's been there for, like 10,
I think I know.
15 years. Know. I don't know if it's Kalani or.
You don't know the name. Exactly.
I don't know her name. Yeah. Kelly.
Yeah.
No, his name's Kelly. Whatever. All I know is he's having a kid. There's a post a video today. So if
so, he should. I reckon talented, extraordinary people should just pump them out.
Well, that's obviously going to be his last. You can't imagine him continuing.
I reckon he'd just keep having. Yeah, surely he's jacking off into a cup.
He's not much. He hasn't got much. He hasn't surfed that well in the first few contests out of the last one. They gave him a wild card.
No testosterone.
Yeah. I'm saying he won't make the. They gave him a wild card this year because he didn't qualify for the tour. Oh, they let him surf last year, didn't make the cut. They gave him a wild card to keep. Surfing this
going.
Year.
Yeah.
Surfed the first two events, is outside the cut now. Third event, retired injured. He's going to come to Bells. But if he doesn't surf all right the next couple of events, he's probably out of out of contention.
So this is a big chapter in the Kelly Slater book now.
It's looking like it's close.
Could be Dunsky.
That's what it seems to me. It's like, fuck, he's having a
kid. Could be the last time we see him at Dusty's Bulk Food Stores and all that sort of stuff.
A little bit like that.
A funky ninja.
We're going to get down there. That's what I'm saying.
We're going to get down there because... Like, I'm a fan of surf culture, but I could never surf.
I got to see Kelly, mate. That'd be spiffy.
Would you say hi if you walked past him?
No.
No.
I just
congrats on a great career. Keep it up.
Nah.
I love you.
See, we've had this discussion a few weeks ago about these things. Like,
you said, thought you're a bit of a celebrity and you're like, I didn't like the way it made me feel.
No, you talked about, like, if I saw someone in that band, I'd go buy him a beer and do things.
If you're at a bar,
I buy you a drink, mate? No, mate, you can fuck off.
Give me my time back.
Yeah, no, mate, you can just leave me alone. Oh. Admire me from afar.
Oh, we're social animals. Come on, Rob.
No, not all of us are.
Oh, anyway.
Go and listen
Have you liked this episode?
Go and listen to Bridget Gale's episode and we'll be back tomorrow with Hot or Not. See you next time. Bye.